about who was going to get the last piece of cake at home. Their mother came in to try to resolve the fuss. Her two children, both extremely upset, each wanted that last piece of cake. So, sensing the opportunity to teach a deeper spiritual truth, the mother looked at her children and asked that very relevant question, "What would Jesus do if he is here?" Well, that little boy immediately answered, "That's easy. Jesus would just break that piece of cake and make 5,000 more." Dear friends in Jesus, the first reading taken from the second book of Kings prepares us for today's gospel, which describes the miraculous feeding of more than 5,000 people by Jesus using a boy's gift of 5 barley loaves and 2 dried fish. Acting through the prophet Elisha, God fed about 100 people with 20 barley loaves in the first reading. Both incidents tell us that God works marvels through ordinary people and meets the need of the people through the services provided by members of the community. Jesus' feeding of the multitudes in today's gospel, and even that itself, foreshadows Jesus' self-gift in the Eucharist. The people who were present for this miracle of the multiplication of loaves and fish had to journey to be there. First, they followed Jesus to the other side of the Sea of Galilee, and then they followed him up a mountain in a remote area. This is significant because it tells us that a miracle of such magnitude could only take place for those who had faith and acted on that faith. Jesus did not do this incredible miracle in places where faith was lacking. Instead, he went to a remote area where only those who truly wanted to be with him were present. The actions by which Jesus performed this miracle are similar to the way he instituted the Holy Eucharist during the Last Supper. Jesus took the loaves, gave thanks, and distributed them. Though this miracle is recorded in all 4 Gospels, in John's Gospel it is a prelude to Jesus' Bread of Life discourse, in which Jesus teaches, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never hunger, and whoever believes in me will never thirst." Therefore, this miracle of the multiplication of the loaves and fish should be seen as a teaching about the Eucharist. It is in the Eucharist that Jesus feeds us to superabundance. The Eucharist is the gift of his very life and the food that will bring us to eternal life. Many people look at their participation in Mass as a duty that they must fulfill, an obligation, rather than as an invitation to share in the superabundant life. The only way we will discover the superabundant life given to us through the Eucharist is by working to imitate the faith of the people whom Jesus fed on that mountain. Again, the people who received this miracle had to journey either around or across the sea and climb a mountain to meet Jesus. So also with us, the only way to come to a fruitful participation in the Eucharist is to make a concerted effort. The journey we make is one of faith, and the mountain we climb is one of prayer. We need to believe deeply in our Lord, believe in the superabundant and transforming power of the Eucharist. The only way that you will receive this grace is by committing yourself to the journey of faith and prayer. Seek out our Lord and discover His gift of superabundant grace within our fruitful participation in the Holy Eucharist. As Christians, we need to commit ourselves to share and to work with God in communicating His compassion to all, as the early Christians did. God always blesses those who share their blessings, time, and talents with loving commitment. We can begin our own humble efforts at sharing right in our parish by participating in the works of charity. Once physical hungers are satisfied, then we are challenged to satisfy the deeper hungers for love, mercy, forgiveness, companionship, peace, and fulfillment. The passage from the Acts of the Apostles which says, "It is more blessed to give than to receive."